A reminder, of course, of that webinar that is taking place from 4 o'clock South African time, hosted by Africa.com today, looking at trends and how the daily lives of Africans are going to be affected by that. You can go to Africa.com for more details, as well as signing up for that webinar, which I'm sure Soko Sibiya is going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. But today we're speaking about a balloon-powered internet, an application of which is flying over Kenya, is it, as we speak? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and to your listeners. Yes, exactly. So yesterday, a fleet of high-altitude balloons were basically launched in Kenya to provide 4G LTE network across central and western Kenya. So most of the capital, Nairobi, would be enjoying this service. And these are the same balloons that were once used in Haiti when earthquake happened a couple of years ago, and telephone lines were basically down. So the reason why this has happened, a company called Loon has launched this, is to see how much coverage can you actually get in terms of launching such balloons in places where it's not so easy to have the normal power that we are used to, and how viable is it? So it's basically a test site to see, first of all, you know, the coverage, the cost, and basically even the quality, the internet quality for people living in Kenya. It comes at a time when many Kenyans have basically, well, Kenya has basically closed the school year, and this is because online learning was not feasible because of the internet connectivity. You know, that's the catch-22. Now, you can't really test if, for example, would it work? Are people getting the right quality? But I just think it's a step in the right direction in terms of finding solutions that are unique to different countries and seeing whether or not they can be rolled out across the continent.
Because, of course, we found ourselves in that not-so-unique situation where there's a lot of urbanization taking place on the African mm-hmm. continent. Therefore, there are pockets of land that have a densification and a concentration of people. But the African continent is such a large expanse that you cannot have the kind of fiber network that is, you know, dug into grounds and whatever that we see in the cities. So this could, in fact, be a very neat solution for provision of connectivity.
You're right. I mean, Kenya is home to the largest informal settlement on the continent, which is Kibera. I mean, an ambulance cannot even go through, for example, you know. So how are you going to bring in big trucks to come and dig and have the infrastructure that's needed to make sure that people get access to an internet connection? And, you know, as Kenya is also one of these sweet spots where technology has picked up, you know, the savannah of the silicon savannah is where Kenya is at. And you've got people who really want to do and use technology properly, but they just have a lack of internet. So this is a great way, as you said, you know, just to try and see, can we give users the experience that they deserve in a way that, you know, doesn't disrupt, for example, the daily lives by digging up towers in densely populated areas.
Some I suppose environment related questions. These balloons will be hovering about 12 miles up in the stratosphere. That is above the altitude of commercial airlines, right?
You're correct.
Okay. You're correct. Which means birds hopefully will not be getting any close to it.
Exactly. And I think at this point, because, you know, there's no flying going on as much, we will see when the skies do open in terms of what other teething problems may occur. But the whole idea is that they shouldn't be a problem in terms of flying. And does the coverage get better when it's up there? That's another thing that we need to determine as well. So this is a test phase to see where else it can be rolled out.
We're certainly looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Soko Sibiya, the editor of Africa.com. Telkom Kenya is a collaborator, by the way, on this project. Telkom Kenya is the third largest carrier in Kenya, and it's working alongside Loon, a unit of Google's parent company, Alphabet. The two of them launching these balloons that are now hovering over the eastern parts of Kenya, and hopefully they will see some success from